Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first Practical Selling Podcast. This is Mary Adine with Glenn Koblenz, and we are going to be talking about the new online sales storefront, why we did it, and how it will benefit you. And then we're going to switch gears and give a few practical selling tips on the 100 versus the 50 series. So let's begin. Glenn, why develop an online sales storefront for Sierra at this point?
Sierra has one of the best instrument websites on the whole internet, and we've had the best website for probably 10, 12 years. Very easy to work with, very easy to use. But the one main complaint that I've heard over the many years is you can never buy anything from it. Such a great spot for information, but hey, I want to buy it and can't buy it. So we started actually gathering data about 5 years ago on RFQs, and if a customer comes to the website, they want to buy something, you know, interested in something, they'll fill out an RFQ form that goes out to Sierra, goes out to our local reps, follow up with it, try to close the order. But about 5 years ago, we started tracking all that information, and what we were specifically looking for were customers that went to the website, wanted to buy something immediately, but ended up going off to another website to buy something. And what we found out was there was a great number of customers that visited our website, wanted to buy something while they were there, couldn't do it, and then just went to the next available website and purchased a product there. So that ended up being a significant amount of revenue that Sierra was losing. So we started the process of coming up with our own Sierra storefront, and we've now we've activated it. It's live as of about the middle part of January, and those customers that we were losing before, we're now capturing those orders.
So what would you say is the greatest benefit of the online storefront? Speed, timeliness?
Greatest benefit is now we have a Sierra salesperson 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's always there, always available to take your order. We just never had that before. I mean, our reps work hard. Everybody at Sierra works hard. But at 1 in the morning, there's not many of us working, but the website's up working for us. Booking those orders. So that is right now, that is the single greatest benefit of the website is there's customers that want to buy product and want to buy product 24 hours a day, and the website's available to take that order. So.
Okay, so as a regional manager, how do you see the online sales storefront helping you?
It goes back into that having that salesperson available 24 hours a day. It not only helps me, but it helps all of our reps out there as well. For those customers that aren't working during traditional hours, they want a product right then and now, or right now, we can close those orders. The other nice thing about the website in combination with the rep is, let's say there's an RFQ or there's a customer that wants a very simple 820, and you know they're 300 miles away from the rep office. You're not going to jump in your car to drive over there to sell them something. You can help them go to the website, look at what the products are that are there in stock, and have the customer buy it right through the website. So
for reps that are apprehensive about Sierra going into an online sales storefront, what would you say to those reps?
No need to be concerned. Any order that comes through the website is going to be a fully commissioned order for them. They all know that. And I think as time goes along, they'll realize that what a great tool this is for them that they can just add into their whole toolbox of things they do to try to close orders for Sierra. It's a great site for customers that we don't know about can go in and place orders, and customers that are very good customers already. They can go there and look at items that are in stock that they need fast and place orders that way.
All right. So for let's switch gears a moment. Let's talk about the 50 series versus the 100 series, practical selling tips. Why sell 100 versus a 50 series?
The 100 series and a 50 series, they're both built on the same platform, the same technology that we call the 100 series technology. The 100 series has all of the bells and whistles, features, and benefits of being a premium mass flow meter, mass flow controller in the marketplace. You've got dial-a-gas capability. You got many different body sizes. You've got variations of the 100 series, like the 101 or the 180. And the 50 series is a very simple, straightforward, more an OEM type of mass flow controller. It only works on one gas. It doesn't have all the different body sizes. It just has a low flow body. The thing that is a little bit different with the 50 series and the 100 series is we have that in there's preset flow body sizes on the low flow body that are equivalent to different flow rates, like 20 standard liters per minute, etc. What this allows is for the customer, if they want the 50 series, they can purchase that and they can see it in 5 to 8 days, where if they purchase the 100 series, you're looking at 3 to 4 weeks in terms of a lead time there, because every calibration there is going to be a custom calibration.
A custom calibration?
Yeah, custom calibration for the 100 series. That's what takes a little bit of the extra time, lead time for when ordering a 100 series.
Okay, well, I think that about wraps it up. Is there anything else you want to point out for the 100 series or the 50 series at this time?
Just a couple other thoughts on that. 100 series, you're going to be looking at, customers are going to be looking at the high-end performance, high-end accuracy, maybe the dial of gas capability. Your 50 series customer is going to be a lot, going to be your more cost-conscious customer, only has one gas to measure or control, and probably needs something pretty quickly. So that's really kind of the differentiation between the two.
Well, okay, so that is going to wrap it up for this week. If anybody has any questions that they would like us to cover in the podcast, just email us at podcast@sierrainstruments.com, and we will try to work those in. Thank you very much, Glenn.
Thank you.